Hi, my name's Lourdes Cole Clough. I'm the Community Volunteering Manager at St Hilda's East Community Centre, and we've got 3 years funding from the Big Lottery to run the social enterprise course alongside our food co-op.
So tell me a bit about the social enterprise course. What are you trying to achieve?
It's our third cohort of students, and we're trying to work with local people in the area who want to run their own businesses and trying to make them more job ready or just give them the skills and the confidence to set up their business.
So tell us a bit about the people who come along and the businesses they're trying to set up.
Okay, we've got all this time, we've got a fantastic group of women actually. It's one of the best group we've had. And I'm not just saying that because they're sitting next to me, but they're really, really good. And they've got a range of ideas from fair trade chocolate for weddings to working with young interpreters who need support at the moment, and other people who are doing community gardening or just doing healthy eating and healthy living projects at the moment.
So what do you think the challenges are for the young women to be setting up businesses, and what do you offer to help meet those challenges?
We have a wide variety of trainers in. For example, we've got Sound Delivery, and they've done a fantastic job for us, and they're a local social enterprise as well. And we wanted to get social enterprises involved from the local community just so the group of people that we work with can look at a different way of working as a business. It doesn't all have to be cutthroat and profit making, but you can work for, you know, society and give something back in an ethical way, really. We've shown that the big banks and things like that, that hasn't worked, and we need a new way of living, and hopefully that's what this course is about.
And what do you hope from the businesses? What do you hope for them to achieve?
For me, it would be that they could, you know, they'd have the confidence to set up their own businesses, whatever areas they're in, and that we'd have been part of that journey for them, and all the organisations involved will be there with them, you know, to help set them up, and also as mentors as well. And I know at the beginning of this course, for example, you said we'd be part of the Sound Delivery family now, and I'm hoping that that will happen to everybody sitting here, that they'll feel like that too.
And so how important has the Big Lottery Fund been to fund a project like this? What difference do you think the funding has made?
It's been majorly important. For example, our food co-op's been running for about 5 years, and I've managed that for a lot of the time, and it hasn't made any money, or it's run at a loss. And because we work with vulnerable communities who can't afford a lot, but we want to give them good quality food, St Hilda's has been taking the butt of a lot of that deficit, and we couldn't afford to do that, for much longer really with the recession. So the Big Lottery funding us and giving us the opportunity to also train people in the local area has meant a lot for the food co-op St Hilda's and other people who want to set up their own businesses but are in that transitional phase at the moment.
So it's 2013. What's your year going to look like? What do you hope to achieve?
I think it's going to be fantastic. I think for community groups and for social enterprises and for people who have understood the way you've got to live in a different way and it without greed, but with working with people around you and in a more cooperative way, I think 2013 will be fantastic for those groups. Yeah.